This was a real spur-of-the-moment photo. I was heading out the driveway on my way to work. I was on my bike, and I saw that it was foggy, and I ran back to get my camera. I really wanted to capture this foggy morning, but honestly, I wasn't sure how. We don't get a lot of foggy mornings like this in Oklahoma. We're generally a little drier climate, so we don't get a lot of fog and moisture in the air. And it seemed really cool. It seemed like a cool photo opportunity. So I grabbed the camera, grabbed the tripod, put the tripod low to the ground. I tried a couple different shots here and a couple different angles. My first instinct was to try a longer shutter with a smaller aperture, so the photo would be a little sharper and have less depth of field, but it didn't work. It made the trees look blurry, and the reason that happened was because of the wind. If you have, I think I left the shutter open for like maybe a tenth of a second or even a little longer with a much smaller aperture. And in doing that, I realized afterwards that this big tree on the left, I don't know, maybe it's an oak tree. I don't know anything about trees, but I think this big tall tree on the left, there was just enough wind to blow the leaves around so that it looked blurry. And maybe you couldn't tell unless you got in kind of close, but I could tell just by looking at this, something wasn't right. So instead, I opened up the aperture to f2.8, shot this at 1/60th of a second, ISO 200. On my D200, it would have been a little too grainy to go above that to 400 or 800. And even as it was, 200 is, it's not grainy, but I just wanted the most quality, the highest quality light possible. I'm fairly pleased with the results. There's one exception, but which I'll get to in a second. But first of all, I like how the street and the grass kind of take up the lower third of the photo. I'm not always a strict adherent to the rule of thirds, and I think anyone who is a strict adherent to the rule of thirds, you might want to branch out a little more. But if you look at the classic rule of thirds, I like that the street and the foreground is sort of taking up the bottom third of the photo. And beyond that, we have the fog and everything shrouded in mist. You've got the big bush or shrubbery, whatever it is, on the left-hand side that's much darker and clearer. And then you've got these layers, these layers receding back. So you've got this much taller tree that's a little lighter, and then trees behind that that are progressively lighter. And on the right side, you've got those street lights. There's three street lights, and the first one is closer and it's much brighter, and then you've got the two behind it. And it gives this sense that this road kind of goes on forever into the mist. In reality, it goes on about as far as that third street light, and it comes to a T intersection and stops. But it creates this illusion of time and place, like going back into the horizon. I'm not explaining it quite as well as I want to, but it creates the sense that there's a lot more there, even if there actually isn't a lot more there. And that's one of the nice tricks that you can do with photography. You can create a sense of time and place that may or may not accurately represent reality, but maybe it's a cool image. So the one thing I don't like about this is the power lines. I don't like how the power lines are sort of bisecting the image along the horizontal, the top third. It'd be nice without it, but it wouldn't really be possible without those power lines on this 50mm lens. I could scoot forward down a couple driveways, but then I would lose out on having that big tree on the left-hand side. Although it's gone, they had to take it out. It was infested with some bugs or something. But even so, I don't like that the power lines are there, but I don't notice them too much. I notice the tree and the streetlights first and the power line second. So if I could redo this photo, I might try and find a different vantage point, especially now that big tree is gone. But overall, I'm fairly happy with the results of getting a nice foggy morning captured on digital film.